Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, October 2nd. It is 5:31. Thank you guys for being here. This half hour is just for you guys. Those waking up early with us, maybe head to bed early or late, I guess. Yeah. It would be. I was thinking about that during the food drive last week. There were people that were stopping by and dropping off their donation. And it's like, are you headed to work? And they're like, nope, I'm going home. Like, I was just on my shift and I am going to sleep now. And you forget, this is a 24-hour town. People are working at all different times of the day.
Yeah, I think we met a dispatcher, I believe. He was like, yeah, I work 4 days out of the week. And
yeah.
I'm like, and then we asked him, do you go to sleep right away? He goes, no, I got to keep going with my day. It's just like any normal. Would you go to sleep after work? I'm like, I didn't think about that.
If I had the chance to, I would.
True.
Absolutely. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Last night, I had technical difficulties, I guess you could say, with our dinner. We were, James is going to make salmon and rice. And we have a little rice cooker that we've had for a long time. I think since our first apartment. So like maybe like 7-8 years.
Uh-huh.
And James put the rice in. He put the water in. He goes to plug it in. And then a huge spark. Pew! Came
out. Oh, no.
We're like, me and Momo, where we were sitting on the couch, we got scared. And he goes, did you guys see that? I'm like, yeah, you could have got electrocuted, buddy. So I was like, do not plug it in again because he might get electrocuted on another outlet. So we looked at the wire and our rice cooker was out.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you had salmon, no rice?
Luckily, our apartment complex had a food truck. And I was like, oh, what about the food truck? He goes, let's do it. He's like, when does it close? I'm like, looking at the time that our apartment sent out the email. I'm like, it closes in 30 minutes.
Oh my gosh. you lucked out.
We sure did. So we got the food truck at our apartment complex. It was like a little Hawaiian food place. Pretty good, but wasted rice. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, that sucks. It's funny because we've been trying to cook more at home too. So when you're saying that, you can totally relate. But for us, it's always like a battle. Matt and I are fine, but like right now it's just Brooklyn at home, but she never likes what we make. And so last night I'm like, we made a lasagna and I'm like, she's gonna love this. She comes down and she's like, what are we having? And I'm like, a lasagna. And I open the oven. She sees it cooking. She goes, I'll make myself something. I'm like, what?
Do you feel offended?
Yes, I really, my feelings are hurt. I'm just like, and she did that last night too. Or the night before, we made chicken tacos. I got a rotisserie chicken. I shredded it. I seasoned the meat. I had all the fixings out on the counter. You make your own. She comes down. She's like, I'll make my own thing. I'm just like, wow. What is it going to take? What is it going to take? And when I was a kid, it's like, if you didn't eat what mom made, you didn't eat your dinner. And so she makes her own thing. But
what
yes.
did she make?
Well, last night she made buttered noodles.
Okay.
Which is like, lasagna's noodles. It just has, she's like, I don't like the sauce. It's too spicy. And oh my gosh, it was
that
a whole thing.
Must be frustrating.
I'm so frustrated with it. So tonight I'm trying to think like, okay, what should I make? Like, I bought these raviolis from Costco. Have you ever seen like those fresh raviolis?
Yes.
I bought those. I'm like, maybe she'll like those because, you know, it's a pasta, but she can decide what kind of sauce she wants to put on it. I'm just trying to figure out a way to make something that we're all going to have together.
So you, when you guys go out to dinner, you said sometimes it's frustrating as well, right? Like when she's looking at the menu, she's like, oh, I don't know if I like anything.
She only gets sides when we go out. That's all she gets is sides. It's so funny. She is my picky one. And I'm hoping there is hope because my oldest used to be not that picky, but she was pretty picky. And now she'll at least try things.
Okay.
If she doesn't like it, she'll say, oh, you know what? That was not for me. But yeah, it's so funny like how picky kids can be.
Yeah, I think she'll hopefully her taste buds will change. And that was my nephew, too. He was real picky. And then one day he just wanted to randomly try raw sushi.
Like, oh my gosh.
And I'm like, okay, where is this coming from? But yeah, something just clicked with him that he wanted to try new food. So now he loves sushi, he loves oysters. I'm like, oh my God, where was this 10 years ago?
Let's get to clicking here. Yes. I don't know what we need to do, but yeah, it's pretty funny how they can be. So thank you guys for joining us this morning. We got so much to get to, including just after 6 o'clock, your first 4-pack of tickets to our Taylor Swift listening party, Life of a Showgirl, comes out tomorrow, actually tonight at like 9 p.m.
Oh my God. I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're having a big listening party tomorrow at Jackpot Bar and Grill. We've got your 4 passes, all ages. And then we also have 4 tickets for you to go check out the movie that's going to go along with film that she's putting out. That's happening on Saturday, AMC Theaters, all on the way. But let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Do you and your partner share every single detail about finances, money, or do you have like a separate no questions asked account where you do your thing, they do their thing? The reason I'm asking is there's this woman from Connecticut. Her name's Christina. She just became the biggest winner in Wheel of Fortune history. Did you see this the other night?
Yes.
My mom was so excited. She called me. She's like, did you watch Wheel of Fortune tonight? I'm like, I don't watch. I don't really watch it. She's like, oh my gosh, someone won $1 million. And she was so excited. So she had over $1,035,000 that she won. So this is where it gets tricky. It's an incredible moment, but she had just started dating someone new when she went on the show. And because the contestants have to keep everything confidential until the episode airs, she didn't tell him anything.
Oh,
for
God.
4 months, she kept quiet while she was like sitting on this life-changing money. Do you think that, like, do you think that that's something you should share with someone? Or is it like, hey, you know, a deal's a deal. You gotta sit on that for a while.
I think I would break because I don't know how I would be able to hold it in. And just me knowing, like, I share every personal financial detail, at least with my husband. But it reminded me actually of like, how do you keep that no questions asked or whatever separate accounts between partners? Because my ex, my boyfriend at the time, I remember a specific moment. He said that he needed help with the car payment. And so he asked his mom, hey mom, you know, I need $100 something for my car payment this month. Can you help me out? And his mom said, how much money do you have left owed on the car? And he's like, like, I don't know, like $8,000 or something. She said, I'm going to wire you the $8,000 to pay off your car, but do not tell your dad because this is from an account he does not know about.
Oh my gosh. How long were they married for?
They were married for at least 30 years.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, I can't imagine hiding that much of money. I mean, she was able to wire him $8,000. Imagine how much she has sitting in an account that her husband has no idea about.
I think that happens more often than we think,
yeah.
Honestly. I mean, we pretty much know everything. I kind of handle the finances. Matt handles the investments. But honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he has like some secret investments that I don't know
really?
About. Like sometimes we'll just be talking about something and I'll be like, you know, I saw this from this store. And he's like, we own stock in that store. I'm like, we do? Like, I didn't know that.
What?
Yeah. So I think he may have some financial secrets, but it's not a secret. Like, I don't want her to know about it. It's more like, She doesn't care about this stuff. You know what I mean?
See, like with me, I think I need to do a better job just being more financially literate because I'm not. And so I just trust James with my whole life. Like he right now, he could be like doing anything with my money right now. And I know he's not, but we joke around. It's like, you're not playing us, right? He goes, no, I would never. But like, I just don't know those types of things. And I need to be a better person at that and figure out how can I have a secret account? How can I do that?
You need to start like checking those bank accounts like they're Instagram. Like every day, go on Instagram, go on bank account, Instagram bank account. You know, that way you'll have a better idea of what's going on.
Yeah, and like investment stocks. I'm like, who, what, where? I don't know any of that
stuff.
Does
he do any of that stuff?
We want to get into stuff like that. We want to be better at like, where are we investing in and what companies? Because he has some knowledge to it, but I have zero knowledge to that stuff.
We ended up going with like a financial advisor, and it's like, you don't have to pay them anything. If you make money, they make a little bit of money. So like, okay, that's the way to go. So if you, I got a guy if you want.
Oh yeah.
If you want some help on that. But yeah, some people have secret bank accounts. Others have, like me, I have a secret Starbucks budget. Don't tell anyone.
You do. Ooh, I'm telling Matt.
I know.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday. It's October 2nd, 6:04. Thank you guys so much for being here with us. We are almost to the weekend. Thank goodness. I was just reading this article this morning. I thought this was really interesting. As you get older, do you prioritize your friendships?
You know what? I need to do a better job, but yeah, I try to.
Okay. I'll be honest. I think that I've really failed on that, especially lately. But this new study that I was just reading says that friendships should be treated like diet and exercise.
Wow.
Because they're that important for your health. People that have close friends, they tend to have lower blood pressure. They have stronger immune systems and they even age more slowly.
Really?
Yeah. So basically your friends are just as vital as your spinach, your treadmill,
your vitamins.
Yeah, stuff like that. And I mean, the struggle for me, the struggle is real. I don't know. I don't always want to open up and I don't like to be like peppered with questions on a bunch of things, you know? So I kind of just avoid it altogether. And I used to have this one friend that I love her. I mean, we're still friends, but she moved. But she would come over and like we'd just sit on the couch and like watch a movie and eat snacks and not even talk. Like it would just be silent. And like I felt so comfortable with that. There was no pressure, there were no expectations. I felt so comfortable with her. And then, like I said, she moved. And so I never really found that again. But that to me is like a true definition of a friend when you don't have to talk constantly.
Yes, I love that you don't have to be able to know exactly what's going on in their life.
Yeah.
It's just the presence which makes you feel comfortable. And that's a great friendship.
Do you think that we're giving our friendships the same kind of care that we give our gym memberships or our meal prep? Or what do you guys think? Are you just kind of letting them slip through the cracks because life gets busy? We all have to admit, and we all get caught up on that. 702-364-9400. Like, how do you prioritize your friendships?
I really try to at least call my best friend, Jessica, who lives on the East Coast, at least once a week, because I know she's a little bit lonely out there. She doesn't have as many friends and she's one of my best friends. So I feel like I still need to stay connected with her in that way. My other friends who like are more on the West Coast, like either in San Diego, I try to do my best to at least comment stuff on their Instagram or DM them or just know like, I see you, I miss you, I love you, and stuff like that. But honestly, I just don't know how I'll be when I have kids.
Yeah.
I think right now I'm very fortunate that I don't have kids, that I'm able to still keep those relationships I have. But I think when I have kids, it's going to be a different story.
It's funny you say that. We literally just got a text here. It says, I lost touch with friends when my kids were little. Now I'm playing catch up, but it feels like working out after skipping the gym for months.
Really?
Yeah. It's like you have to play catch up on all those workouts that you missed. You have to play catch up on those conversations that you missed. So, I mean, just something to think about with your friends. Maybe just shoot them a text today. Maybe you know, pop into the Rourke, say hi, bring them a coffee. I don't know. I'm trying to think of ways that I could do better because it benefits not just the relationship, obviously, but your own health. It makes you feel better. I thought that was so interesting. This text just came in. It says, I literally count girls' night as my cardio because we laugh so much it should burn calories. That's such a good way to look at it. Yeah, I'm not going to go to the gym today. I'm going to go out with my friends so I can laugh a lot.
Mercedes,
I love that.
We got to do that. Just don't even talk about anything.
What's
going on in the world? We'll laugh about that. Not our own lives. Everyone else's lives, but our own.
I honestly do feel I put you in that category where I know we talk literally every day to each other, but like when we're off the air, I feel like it can be silent with us and there's no issues there. Mm-hmm. So we gotta get that cardio going.
Yes,
here,
girl.
All right, let's get to it. We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. In just a few minutes, we are gonna play Heads Up and we're gonna get you those passes to our exclusive Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl album listening party. It's happening tomorrow. Jackpot Bar and Grill. We've got 4 passes for you. All ages. It's going to be a blast. And then we'll also hook you up with tickets to check out the official release party of a showgirl showing at AMC Theaters on Saturday. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. Who do you think is about to take down The Rock and Leonardo DiCaprio at the box office this weekend? Hint, I just talked about it, and it's not technically a movie. I'll tell you all about it and how George Michael is involved. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Laura, you're caller 20.
Hey.
Are you ready to play some Heads Up this morning?
I think so.
Okay, we've got a really cool Taylor prize pack for you here. Let's pick a category. Jam session or Here We Go? Which one do you want to go with?
Here We Go.
Here We Go. National Hair Day was yesterday. So these are all things that are associated with hair, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Things associated with hair. We just need 6 and 60. You ready to do this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
All right, ladies, your 60 seconds. It starts now.
This is what you use to wash your hair.
Shampoo.
Yes. When it is wet, you use one of these to make sure it's not wet anymore.
Hair dryer.
Yes. Yeah. This is, you might put this substance in to make it look slicked back.
It's gel.
Yes. This is not a brush, but a
comb.
Yes. It's a lot of people will put their hair back in one of these to keep it out of their face. Yes. Yes. This is when you take 3 pieces of your hair and then intertwine them. It makes
braid.
Yes, a braid.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Wow, Laura.
Nice.
I don't know if you've already had your coffee or what, but you absolutely killed that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You were great. You are going. It's Mercedes in the Morning. I can't believe some of the hacks that these celebrities have for wellness. I was just looking at this list that came out, and some of these are wild. Do you have like your own little wellness hack? The thing that you do, maybe it's a supplement you swear by, you take every day, or maybe it's something that you do for yourself for, you know, 30 minutes a day. 702-364-9400. So I'm reading this. Tom Brady swears that drinking massive amounts of water will prevent a sunburn.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Okay.
So yeah, I guess no SPF for Tom. He just drinks a ton of water. Beyonce, she dropped 20 pounds for the movie Dreamgirls by surviving on just juice, cayenne pepper, and maple syrup.
I've heard that one. I could not understand how she could do that. I would be having headaches. I'd be just starving all day.
That sounds like complete and utter torture to me. I just can't get on board on that. And it doesn't sound very healthy, like a healthy way to drop weight. But Kesha, she drank her own urine because she thought it was healthy. But then she later admitted, yeah, I wouldn't recommend.
Where did she hear that one from?
I don't know. What would that do for you? Just like, I don't get it. Ugh. So now some of these, you know, some of these hacks are pretty extreme. Some are gross, but, you know, everybody's got their thing. Do you have a hack that you use. Maybe it's something your grandma taught you a long time ago. 702-364-9400. Do you have any wellness hacks?
I mean, mine are pretty boring. Like, I've been taking B12 in the morning, which is really good for my energy levels.
Yeah.
I'll take one, I'll pop one under my tongue, let it melt on the way to work. And I notice a difference when it comes to, like, being on the air and stuff. I'm not super, like, groggy as I used to. I did hear this hack that I did love to try, and it did work. Jennifer Aniston, I think she said that she eats asparagus before a night of drinking. And I guess the asparagus is supposed to help with, like, the vitamins that you're lacking while you're drinking, and you're not supposed to be as hungover. I tried it once.
Did it work?
It worked for me. But I don't know if it's just because, like, in my mind, it was one of those, like, placebo effects. Like, it's because of the asparagus.
Oh my gosh. How was it the first time you went to the bathroom after that
true.
Night of drinking?
A little stinky. I don't know if it was the tequila or it was the asparagus. What about you?
I don't know that I have, like, any hacks per se, but, like, I like my supplements that I take. The one that I noticed when I started taking it a few years ago definitely made a difference. You probably heard of it before, NAD.
Oh yeah,
NAD. I take 1,000 milligrams of it a day. And so if you've never heard of it, it's basically a coenzyme that your body produces naturally, but it decreases as you get older. And so people call it the fountain of youth molecule because it's linked to a bunch of different things: energy production, DNA repair, brain health. And they say it slows down the aging process. So basically it's kind of like plugging your phone into a fast charger.
Nice.
You know, so do I feel like I'm reverse aging like Benjamin Button? Not exactly, but I do feel more energy. I have less brain fog. Honestly, I'll take any help that I can get.
Right.
You know?
Doing a morning show, you can do anything we can get.
Yeah.
And this NAD stuff, you can buy it online or?
Yeah, I would be careful. I'd try to get it from a reputable source. I get mine direct from this company that I did a lot of research on. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I'm not trying here to sell their products and stuff, but
I've heard a lot of great things about that product, by the way. I just heard it's a little pricey.
It is. I'm not going to lie. It's, I think for the bottles I get a bottle every month, and I want to say it's like $90.
Oh man.
Gosh, I cannot find the name of it.
It's
the one I use right now, but we're getting some texts. What is your absolute wellness hack? 702-364-9400. Someone just texted Alpha GPC.
Ooh, what's
for
that?
Brain health. I'm going to have to look into that one. This one says, my grandma told me to eat a raw clove of garlic every morning. I smell like Olive Garden, but I never get sick.
Did your mom or grandma ever tell you to put Vicks on your feet and put socks over it when you were sick?
Oh my gosh. My grandma didn't call it Vicks. She called it Bix. We got to put the Bix vapor rub on you. It's so true. And it worked. It put the Bix on, and I don't know. It works. This one says, I swear by eating a spoonful of sauerkraut every day, my gut health is great, but my late dating life is questionable.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
You guys remember the baby on the cover of the Nevermind album by Nirvana? You guys remember that?
Of course.
Little baby swimming.
Iconic with a little dollar.
Yes. That baby is all grown up now. 34 years old. And he's officially lost his lawsuit against the band. His name's Spencer Eldon. And he claimed that photo of him as a naked infant was child pornography. So a judge ruled it was not, saying the pose, the setting, and just the overall context did not suggest anything sexual. The judge also pointed out that Spencer himself has made money off of being the Nevermind baby over the years. He recreated the pose to sell autographed covers. He even has the word Nevermind tattooed on his chest.
What?
Yeah, Nirvana's lawyer says the band's going to be glad to be free of this stigma of false allegations. Translation, case closed. Stop blaming your problems on a pool picture from 1991.
I will not lie, though. Seeing that picture for the first time, it was a little bit disturbing.
You're like, wait, what's who threw the baby in the pool? What's happening
and
here?
What's that thing down there that I could see fully. Like, I think if they, like, maybe censored that part and it was just, like, maybe his stomach and you could see his leg swimming,
yeah,
it'd be fine. But you could see his stuff.
Yeah, that I remember seeing that album cover and wondering why, like, it wasn't blurred out or something. I thought, like, that was a rule. But, yeah, apparently a judge says it's no big deal. Also, this morning, have you guys ever been to a fast food restaurant that had an AI board where you had to order from AI?
What do you mean?
Oh my gosh, it's so frustrating. I can't remember where we were. We were in California. We stopped to grab something quick to drink, and this voice comes on and it sounds like a regular employee. They're like, welcome to, let's say it was McDonald's. Welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you today? And I was like, oh, can I get a medium Diet Coke, please? Did you say a medium diet? And I'm like, oh, my
gosh. Those type of things. Yes. Yeah, okay.
The worst. Well, now because of them, fast food drive-thrus are taking longer than ever. These AI robots are not helping. This new study found that the average wait time is now 5 minutes and 35 seconds. That's 9 seconds slower than last year. Now, I know 9 seconds does not sound like a lot, but if you're sitting in, like, the Chick-fil-A line wondering if you're going to live a life long enough to see your waffle fries, it might be a little bit long. But speaking of Chick-fil-A, they were the lowest, slowest, overall at just over 7 minutes. But that's because they're so popular. I think their lines get really long. They're still ranked first in friendliness, which makes sense. I mean, they my pleasure.
And, like, do they break, or, like, do they say you're welcome? I mean, I'm my pleasure.
Oh my gosh, we my husband told me he went and he got them to break. He said that the guy said you got it, and then my husband called him out. He goes, oh no, my pleasure. He goes, my pleasure.
No, don't tell my boss. There's a Greek place by my house that I always call in order to pick up, and they have an AI person that takes your order. It's the trippiest thing.
Really? Like, on the phone?
Yeah. So I'm talking to an AR person. I'm placing my order. The way they even have the recording, you can even hear, like, stuff in the background, like they're live. Like, it's an actual person. Like, you can hear, like, mumblings and, like, things in the background, like chefs cooking and stuff. So I call them and I place my order, and the girl sounds so real. I place my order, and once I'm done placing my order, I always ask, can I get my filet mignon skewers medium rare? And this is when I knew it was AI. She goes, I'm sorry, we cannot have that suggestion at the moment.
Oh, and gosh. I'm like, unless she really talks like that.
Yeah, but it sounds so real and it's so trippy. But there are things that humans that you need them for. And I think sometimes in restaurants and stuff like that, they're still needed, not AI.
My husband has a hack on that when you get one on the phone, because that'll happen to us a lot where you get one of those AI people on the phone. And he always asks them, or if they call you, he says, what day is it today? And it just trips them up. It trips them up. They don't know how to explain what the day is today. And that always sends you to a live person.
No kidding.
If you get stuck, ask them, what's today's date? What day is it today? What month are we? And something about the current day. And it trips them up. They can't answer it. And then they end up sending you to a human being.
I'm going to use that next time. That's brilliant.
It totally works. Yeah. Finally, this morning, there's a new article out warning people to stop trying so hard to be the funny one at work. Are you the funny one at work? Apparently, jokes that land can make you look really competent and really confident, but it's those jokes that bomb that make you look less credible and even cost you respect. And unfairly, I might add, women get judged harsher when their humor falls flat. That sweet spot, they say, is a joke that's unexpected or kind of breaks the rules a little bit, but still feels harmless. But too safe, you're boring. Too edgy, you're in HR. So the article also says even bosses who are actually funny can burn out their team because employees feel pressure to laugh at everything.
Yes.
So the bottom line is, if you're naturally funny, go for it. If you're not, don't force it, because, you know, 1 minute you're cracking some joke about, I don't know, the copier or something. And then the next you're updating your LinkedIn because it didn't go over so well.
We had a boss. Do you remember him? He kind of reminded us of Will Ferrell. He was pretty funny. Not gonna lie, like
he was hilarious.
Like he would make jokes during meetings, and like there was never really a time that he wasn't funny. But there were times where like I'd be busy and he'd be talking to me and me like cracking jokes, and I'd just be like ha ha ha, like the fake laugh, so he could just go away. Like okay, you're funny, we get it.
Well, we had a coworker that was just would make those like corny jokes all the time, and they were not funny. Mm. And I remember they said one once, and you go.
I did that.
You did it, and I was like, I started laughing so because you were just, it was like you were trying to acknowledge it, but I could tell you didn't think it was funny. I was like, I want that sound for my ringtone for you. It's Mercedes in the morning. Thank you guys so much for listening this morning. Steph, you're going to. Yet another wedding. What, in 2 weeks?
Yep, another wedding.
You have gone to more weddings in the past 3 years than I think I've ever been to in my entire life. Like, you have gone to so many weddings. And I love weddings, you know? They're so much fun. I always get super emotional. But picture this. You're at a wedding. Let's say it starts at noon. And it goes until 8 o'clock at night. Like it's a long one. You're all dressed up. You sat through the ceremony, the pictures, the speeches, and you're starving, like starving. But instead of a meal, the bride promised like little hors d'oeuvres, canapes, as they call them, except they weren't like substantial at all. And so guests are kind of whispering, stomachs are growling, everyone's getting kind of hangry. And so one guest takes the initiative and pulls a bold move and secretly orders pizza. And when it gets there, she and her friends sneak outside, grab the box, start sharing it with the other hungry guests. And it's like the hit of the wedding until the bride finds out.
Eesh.
Like there is a story that everybody is talking about. It's gone viral. This really happened, I guess the bride was absolutely furious. She said it was tacky, embarrassing, and if the guest had just waited another 30 minutes, the actual food would have been served. So if you were a guest at that wedding, do you think the guest was out of line, first of all? 702-364-9400. Or was the bride wrong for hosting a day-long event without like the proper food for people? If you were just sitting there starving, would you have snuck in a pizza too?
Oh my God, I can't believe this has happened to someone, because that happened to me at one of the weddings I went to last year.
Last year?
Yes.
You ordered pizza?
So, okay. Well, one of our friends did at the table, and I'll tell you what happened. So basically it was like between chicken and fish or whatever. And no one at our table wanted fish. We all got chicken. And so not only was the chefs and the kitchen just so far behind schedule, but when the chicken finally happened and it came to our table, we all cut it open and it was undercooked.
Oh, and that's different than eating an undercooked steak. Like I'll eat a steak that's maybe a little rarer than it's supposed to. But chicken, you know, if there's pink, bye-bye.
Exactly. So at first I thought it was my dish only. I look over at James's plate, same thing. We start realizing when everyone's starting to cut their chicken that everyone's chicken at our table was undercooked. So now we're like, okay, not only are we upset because our food is late, but our food is undercooked. So one of our friends at the table was like, screw it, I'm getting us a pizza. So I'm like, are you serious? They're like, I'm going to go. I drove here. I'm going to go pick it up, go to a little Caesars, get some $5 pizza boxes. And when I come back, everyone meet me at my car.
Oh my
God. So when they came back, you can all see, we all didn't go all at once. We were like, okay, one by one, we all slowly started walking to the parking lot and we ate just like a little slice in the parking lot and we all went back into the reception, because why would we go back to that place when we're starving? And the bride doesn't know to this day.
So you didn't tell her that the chicken was undercooked or anything like that? You didn't say anything or to the servers? You guys just kind of left it?
We did tell the servers. The bride did know. She was furious.
Okay.
I didn't want to add more fury to her furiousness of the bridezilla moment, so we kept the pizza story under wraps, but the chicken she does know about, and she got a refund eventually.
What do you guys think? Have you ever had your guests maybe at your wedding do something that just really upset you? This bride was so furious. She was like, wow, that was just, what a slap in the face. But then I see the other side of it. It's like, you're starving. This is a day-long event. Like, you feed your guests. You have to. Honestly, like, one of the reasons you like to go to weddings is to see what they're going to serve.
Oh, my God. I remember one wedding I went to. They gave us two entrees.
Are you serious?
We had a chicken and it, like a big old chicken thigh and then a huge stack of ribs. And I'm like, this is more. I could have eaten it, finished it. And I'm like, do you guys do to-go boxes?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Can I take a to-go box from this wedding? Just like hearing your story. I don't think like ordering the pizza itself is the problem. I think it's how they did it. Not you guys, but on this story that we were talking about. Like, if they would have just gone up to the bride and said, like, hey, we are starving. We thought it would be so fun to order some celebratory pizzas. Our treat. What toppings do you want on yours? You know, like, I want to get you your very own. Do you think that would have come off as more thoughtful instead? Something like that?
Do you think I was in our table in the wrong for not telling the bride and offering like her some food? Because it is her day. I didn't even think. We were kind of selfish in that moment.
Well, I don't think you were in the wrong. I think you guys worked with the best that you had going on at the time. I mean, look, hindsight's 2020, right? So maybe it would have been cool if you would have been like, hey, our treat, this sucks. Don't even worry about the chicken. Let us order some pizzas for everyone, like our treat. And then maybe she would have been like, oh my God, thank you guys. Like, so, but you know, didn't get the car real quick. Didn't hurt anyone.
We went to the car. We had some pizzas. Maybe we had some shots there too. I don't know.
We're getting some texts here. This one says, if you're hosting a people for 8 hours, you feed them, period. Team pizza all the way. This one says, ordering pizza at a wedding, that's tacky. That's like bringing your own popcorn to the movie theater.
I do that too.
I bring my own food sometimes.
My own blanket, my own burritos.
This one says, my sister showed up wearing white to my wedding. Oh, that's a whole nother topic.
No.
Like, that is just so wrong in so many ways. I will never, ever understand why people would wear white to a wedding. Unless it's specified everyone in white. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's just like, where the common sense there that you just don't wear. Not even like a speckle of white are you allowed to.
No, not even white polka dots. Nothing like that. All right, it is time for the Mega Minute. Your chance to win tickets to see...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Charlene, you're caller 20. Yeah.
Woo!
Are you ready to win some Ed Sheeran tickets?
So ready.
All right, let's do it. Do you have help this morning or is it just you?
Just me.
Okay, you got this. Just concentrate. We've got 10 questions for you. 60 seconds. Get them all correct in that time. And these Ed Sheeran tickets are yours. You ready to do this?
I am ready.
Charlene, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, okay. It starts now.
A stallion is what kind of animal?
course.
Yes, Berlin is the capital of which country?
Germany.
Yes, what is the board game where players can buy property and go bankrupt?
Monopoly.
Yes, in Roman numerals, what number does L represent?
Pass.
Reptar is a dinosaur toy from what cartoon Project. Show? Yes. What causes the tides in the ocean?
Pass.
Who is the original host of Reading Rainbow?
Pass.
In what country did IKEA originate?
Sweden.
Yes. If your birthday is today, what is your zodiac sign?
Pass.
What horror movie is the line, "Here's Johnny" from?
Oh, pass.
In Roman numerals, what number does L represent?
50.
Yes. What causes the tides in the ocean?
Earthquakes.
Oh, who is the original host of Reading Rainbow? Some of these were really hard. First of all, I'm terrible at Roman numerals. So yeah. The fact that she got that second round was pretty impressive.
I hate the Super Bowl because I'm like, what is that number?
Alex, I, what? Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm sorry, Shirlene. So what causes the tides in the ocean? That is the moon's gravity that causes the tides. Never would have got that. The original host of Reading Rainbow, LeVar Burton. And if your birthday is today, what is your zodiac sign? You would be a Libra. And the horror movie with the line, "Here's Johnny," is The Shining. I'm so sorry we couldn't get you to win, Shirlene. Those were tough. You stand tall and proud. You did a good job. But caller 20, you're going to get these passes. Two tickets to see Ed Sheeran at Allegiant Stadium when the Loop Tour comes to town in July of next year. Caller 20, you're going to get them right now. 702-364-9400.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
If holiday shopping stresses you out, apparently the solution is to let the robots do it for you. There's a new survey that says 57% of adults in the U.S. now use AI tools for everyday shopping, and a third are planning to lean on it for holiday gift ideas. Three quarters of people believe AI is going to make them a better gift giver, which honestly does not say much about our friends and family. If 32% of us already trust ChatGPT more than Aunt Linda, there's a problem there, right?
Yeah, I lean on AI for things like that help me with work or help me with stuff, but that assists me. But like when it takes over your creativity a little bit, or your like where it comes from, like your heart, that's where I'm like, okay, guys, let's get a little bit more creative.
Absolutely.
Here.
They say, but the AI fans, they say that it's best at finding the low prices, pulling the links, brainstorming ideas. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can use it for that. As for the holidays, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, they're still the big ones, with shoppers planning to spend more this year, even though most say they're spreading their purchases out just because of the shaky economy right now. And yes, 14% of people already started their holiday shopping 4 months ago.
What?
What is going on? Congratulations to them.
How are they doing that? What was 4 months ago? June?
Yeah.
May?
I don't understand. You're just really on top of your game. Like, I just started thinking about buying stuff. I haven't really done it yet, but I'm just now starting to pull things together. Have you even gone in that area yet?
No, I'm not even on Halloween decorations. Are you kidding me? But when it comes to gifts, like when you receive gifts, asking for a friend, like what do you like? Like what are your, like, is it customized things or?
Oh, I like just my taste is really just kind of all over the place. My husband and kids were asking me for some ideas for Christmas. And one of the things is I want a carry-on suitcase.
Ooh.
But I want it to be lavender.
A certain purple.
I'm very specific. They're like, there's a pair of jeans I want. They're like, what kind? It's like, honestly, Susie Lee was wearing them at our food drive,
yes.
And I really like them. And I got the brand name, but so they're pulling them up links. I'm like, those kind of look like them. I don't know if those are them, but I was just like, they have to be the exact kind. That's what I want. Like, I'm very precise on the things. I know. I'm a terrible person to shop for.
Not only that, but when you can, you know, whatever you want, you're like, you can just grab it if you see something on Amazon. So it's hard to shop for people like you. Not going to lie.
It really is. I don't envy anyone who gets me a gift, but honestly, like, everything you've ever gotten me has been so thoughtful.
Aww.
There are things that I never asked for and probably wouldn't have asked for, but when I get it, I'm like, oh my gosh, she knows me. Like, I love it. Please don't ever second guess any of your things.
I always second guess everything.
No.
I overthink. I'm like, okay, is she going to like this? Is she going to use it? Where's she going to put it in her house? Is Madden going to end up using it? Like, I overthink every gift I give.
You got me a Whitney Houston t-shirt like a few years ago, and I still wear it.
Do you really?
Like, I still wear it. God. I love it.
It's like a house shirt. Like, I feel like it's a perfect house shirt.
No, actually, I wore it a couple of months ago. I wore it. I took it to San Diego with me.
Oh,
and we wore it. I wore it. I got compliments on it. They're like, I like your shirt, girl.
I thought of you. Every time I think of Whitney Houston, I think of you because I know it was the first concert. Yes. That's why.
Hey, speaking of concerts, this one is for the millennials. NSYNC is reportedly in talks for a 30th anniversary arena tour.
Ah!
Minus Justin Timberlake.
Boo.
Lance, Joey, JC, and Chris are ready to hit the road, and promoters are very confident that fans will show up even without JT. Let's do an impromptu survey here. 702-364-9400. Will you show up without JT? JC will be there. Without Justin, would you show up to an NSYNC reunion concert? 702-364-9400. Text us yes, text us no, or call us. I'm very curious because the nostalgia is there. And
yes.
Nostalgia is a powerful drug. I mean, the four of them are great. Justin never bites on these, though. And now he has a Lyme disease diagnosis,
yeah.
So I don't know if it's even less likely. The reunion buzz that has been going around for a long time since their VMAs moment when they had that Trolls movie song, and then Bye 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 had another moment in Deadpool.
Yeah.
So the question is, will you go even if it's the four of them? What do you think? 702-364-9400. Will you?
Okay, this is tough because I love NSYNC so much, and I'm a huge JT fan. You know what? I would still go, but my expectations would be just different.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, when they came out during Ariana Grande's set, during Coachella, during that surprise set, I thought it was fabulous, but I was missing Justin. Like, it's missing that little factor from Justin Timberlake.
I hear that. We're getting some texts here. I'm just going to read them as they are coming in. Nope. No. Yes. Not much of a reunion if all three are, if they are all not there. Nope. All or nothing. This one says no. This says yes. Justin is the reason they broke up anyway, so he has no loyalty. Love, JC. JC has the best voice of all of them. I'm just saying, I've always stood by that. This one says, NSYNC is not the same without five members. Yes, I would go as long as prices aren't super expensive. 1,000% yes, absolutely yes, and no, not for an arena tour. Yeah, I don't know if they can fill the actual arenas. I think if they did like a T-Mobile, they could fill that. If they did I don't know. Could they fill a Sphere with just the four of them? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know if they could fill the Sphere. I think you're right. Like a T-Mobile arena would be perfect, or a Grand Garden arena.
What do you think, Amanda? Good morning.
Definitely would still go see them. I love JT, but just to see the four of them together would be awesome.
That would still be pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know if it could fill up an arena, but I think I would still go. Diana, do you show up for the four and not the five?
I've never been a Justin Timberlake fan.
Really?
Love the honesty.
But I was more of a Backstreet Boys girl, but But I would go see the four of them for sure, because for me, I'm like, it's the same without him.
Yeah, I mean, JC can take over the vocals for him.
But
right?
It's the dancing. Justin's dancing.
Well, you don't think Chris is a good dancer?
I don't think he's a bad dancer, but I just think Justin Timberlake is the dancer.
Tammy, good morning. NSYNC without JT, do you go?
I'm going because JT is not going.
Oh. What? Why?
I mean, come on, guys. He's so cringy lately. Like, I used to love the guy. I used to love him. Now when I hear his songs, I cringe. I'm like, oh, my God, what did he do for NSYNC? He ruined it now. And I'm like, wait, he's going to go on tour? They're going to go on tour without him? I'm in.
Oh, God. 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Happy Thursday, almost to the weekend. Do you have a neighbor feud where one of your neighbors, you just do not get along? And if so, why do you have this feud? 702-364-9400. I was reading this story out of Florida where a guy admitted to killing and eating his own pet peacocks. Just to spite his neighbor, he literally left a note in the mailbox saying that's why he did it. And now he's facing these felony animal cruelty charges. I mean, no surprise there, but it just makes me think about how these disputes can just go off the rails sometimes with neighbors, and things can get so out of hand. Does anyone have one of those going on? Maybe it's not to that level where you're eating pets, which is absolutely disgusting. But does anyone have a current one, or maybe you had one? Maybe you moved because you're just like, I can't stand this neighbor. 702-364-9400.
I am dealing with the neighbor that I didn't even know we had beef.
What happened?
This is a new...
Oh, is this Miss Miserable?
This is a... This isn't Miss Miserable. It's a new neighbor. And if you don't know Miss Miserable, she's just horrible. Maybe we make this guy a new name. So this is not my direct downstairs neighbor, but the one like to the right and down. Does that make sense? So he has
not been directly under you, but like diagonal.
Correct.
Okay.
So I guess he's been complaining to our leasing office about something that I had no idea about. I get a message from our leasing manager and she goes, hey, Steph, are you available tomorrow, or maybe your husband, for our maintenance people to come in because your AC condenser is making a very loud noise? I'm like, oh, my God, anything with the air conditioning or anything that has to do with, you know, just living comfortably, please come in as soon as possible. I'm like, where did this come from? I've never heard anything of this noise. She said, your downstairs neighbor to the right are complaining that your AC condenser is making too much noise and that it's rattling his brain.
Oh, gosh. Let's be like so dramatic.
First of all, I don't even know what an AC condenser is. Two, I didn't even know that this neighbor complains all the time. So the maintenance guy comes in. He's doing all the protocol stuff with the AC guy. They even get their AC guy to come in because he's been complaining so much. So he comes in. They're like, we've done the check. We've done everything. You've lowered your AC. Everything sounds fine. So I'm like, well, so what's the problem? They're like, your downstairs neighbor just loves to complain. And I'm like, dude, let him get a life. My God.
Captain Rattle over here.
Captain Rattle. Captain Rattle.
Or Sir Rattles a lot. I don't know. Whichever one what we want.
What was my other neighbor's nickname?
Miss Miserable.
Miss Miserable and Rattles a lot. What is it?
Sir Rattles a lot.
I love these names.
He likes little condenser.
And I cannot lie.
Who is your neighborhood nemesis? And why? 702-364-9400. Erica, what is it for you?
Oh, my goodness. So I have a neighbor next door to me, and he would love to park right in front of my house. If you walk out my door and his car is there, like, he lives in front of my house. He has a 3-car garage and a 3-car driveway, and he could park in front of his own house. But he, for some reason, he has to park in front of my house. So when we got a basketball hoop for the kids, I put it right out in front of my door so I could see the kids when they're outside playing. It literally irritated his soul. He was so upset that he could not park in front of my house. he would come over. He told me I had to move my basketball hoop to the other side of my house, that I couldn't park there, that I don't own the street. And then he even went as far as to try to get the neighbors, like he tried to get a petition for the neighbors to sign for it to be removed.
Oh my gosh. Heck? I'm going to come up with nicknames for all of your terrible neighbors. That's Driveway Dave, who thinks he owns the door. That is so annoying. Wow. I just like, and the petition, like you just have to take it to the petition for the name and involve everybody else. Give me a break.
Entitlement, Driveway Dave.
I know. I love it. Thanks, Erica. Let's talk to Anonymous. Anonymous, I'll give a nickname to your neighbor. That's awful. What do they do? Anonymous.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
What is your situation?
Well, we live in an HOA, and we tried to keep peace between the neighbors, but this one neighbor, well, first of all, we got written up for having one weed in our yard.
One? Wow. Just a single one?
One single weed. And we tried to keep our yard very nice. Anyway, she breaks all the rules. We're not supposed to have trash on the side of our house where it's visible from the street. And also, we're not supposed to leave our garage doors open all day. And then she has a pine tree, and we have needles. I don't have a pine tree. Why am I picking up your pine needles?
Girl!
Anyway, we wrote to the HOA and said, well, if you're writing me up for one weed, why are their trashes, their garage, their pine needles everywhere? And we just, so yeah, it's just, it's frustrating. It's, I don't know what the HOA does, doesn't do, enforces some rules, doesn't enforce all the rules. So it's really challenging.
Well, say hi to Rule Breaker Rita for us.
Rule Breaker Rita.
She sounds lovely. Like the rules apply to all you. She probably reported your one weed, honestly. I want to talk about my neighborhood feud, and Anonymous actually kind of touched on it. Like, yeah. I have a feud with my neighborhood, with my neighbor. It's ongoing. I want to do something. I can't figure out what to do. And you guys are calling too with yours. What is your neighborhood nemesis? Why are you fighting with them? Who has it? And I'll even give them a nickname, you know, Citation Sally, whatever you want. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Neighbor feuds, because sometimes the people living close to you can be the biggest headache. In Florida, a guy actually killed and ate his own peacocks just to spite his neighbor. And it's just getting ridiculous out there. We're taking your calls. Text 702-364-9400. Hey, Victoria, good morning. Who is your neighborhood feud with?
So it was my next door neighbor, and it went on for 10 years.
What so was the situation?
So when I first moved in, the day I moved in, she said my kids was too noisy. And then she knew we had two cars, so she bought a junk car to park outside my house. I couldn't have friends that would park. And then my dogs would bark, so she bought a machine that pierces dogs' ears when they bark.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, because I had Great Danes, they would jump on the wall and look over her wall. Well, one of my dogs jumped in her garden and took a big poop.
Oh.
And she, maybe she knew she hated her as well, so I don't know. And then she lived with her dad, and then her dad would get drunk and park his car on my driveway sometimes.
Oh, my God.
And then, yeah, so it just got worse and worse, and she just sat out every day with a side eye, and I couldn't even go to the grocery store without seeing her, and she was just angry and mean all the time. And then she called animal control on me to say that my Great Danes was in a position. But animal control came and told me, you can't have a doggy door for a Great Dane. It's the back door. Just open it.
Yeah, they're pretty big. They could probably open it themselves. So you had ended up having to move because of this neighbor.
After 10 years, I had to move.
Wow. Okay.
What's the nickname?
Toxic Tina.
Toxic Tina, for sure. I was going to say Nasty Nancy.
Oh, I like that one too. That's good. Thank you, Victoria. Let's talk to Liz. Who was your nightmare neighbor and what did they do?
So we live in a very harmonious neighborhood. Everyone loves each other. The lady across the street is the bad seed in our neighborhood. we have a lot of beef with her, but it started when her kids came across the street a couple fall seasons ago, stole our pumpkins, kicked them down the driveway. We confronted the mom, and she denied it, even though we showed her the video footage of him coming across the street, coming out of her door, and coming to our house.
What?
She said he was grounded. He could not have done that.
Oh, then who is this child on my video?
Yeah.
Right, and all his friends coming from her house.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what do we got? Pumpkin Patty?
Yeah, I like pumpkin. I was going to say pumpkin Penelope, but I like Patty better.
Yeah, that's the worst. Okay, so mine is like my neighbor. We usually get along with them, but this has been ongoing for a couple of years. And basically, they have something that someone else mentioned before. They have this gigantic pine tree. It is huge. And we are constantly raking up the needles because the way it stands, it's right next to the fence. So they just all fall into my yard.
Ugh.
They fall into our pool filter. So we were like really nice about it. And we're like, hey, here's the situation. Can you please at least trim your tree so they don't fall into our side?
Yeah,
and
he's fair.
He's like, I asked my arborist. He has an arborist. He's like,
I didn't even know that you can have an arborist.
I didn't realize that either. I think that's very fancy. But anyway, he was like, and my arborist said that it would kill the tree if we did that.
Oh my God.
And so my husband's like, can we come up with like a happy medium here? When your lawn guy comes, can he come over and grab the pine needles?
Yeah.
Like that, ours shouldn't have to do that. And he's like, that's just the risk you took when you moved next door to us.
Oh my God, give me a break.
So I was just like, okay, Mr. Needles, like...
Okay. I'm choking over these nicknames. You're coming up with some clever ones.
I am just so over Mr. Needles. Kim, who is your nightmare neighbor? Good morning.
Oh my goodness. Good morning. Okay, so we live in the Alliance area, and we had a gentleman that lived next door to us, and where their gate was our master bedroom window, and they had 5 German Shepherds. He never brought them inside. They weren't trained, so they were out in the elements, whether it be summer or winter time. And all they did was bark. They would be right there at the back gate and bark, 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 bark. So I had messaged the HOA and let them know, hey, this is what's going on. And he told me that I need to talk to the neighbor, and then I need to get a hold of animal control. By all means, I didn't want anything to happen to the dogs. I just wanted him to bring them inside at nighttime. Well, that never happened. 3 years down the line, we were still arguing and fighting with them, and I ended up having to go to the city of North Las Vegas and have mediation. And he was trying to accuse us of putting something against him because him and his husband were actually gay lifestyle, and which was completely false. He tried to say that we were against him because he was Hispanic, which was not true. He tried to tell me that they were his protection, which I understand, but we have a like ADT and brought our dogs inside at nighttime. It continued and continued, and he just tried to slander us through the neighborhood, and it ended up to where we had to move because no matter what he did, whether he got fined, he never complied. He kept those dogs out all times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that just makes me feel sorry for the dogs.
Yes.
You know, the dogs are just running around with no idea, you know, what's going on. I'm sorry that happened. Look, I got a soft spot for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And but I feel like you got to keep them close to home. You don't want them just running around like that. Okay, that's the dog father.
Dog father! You're so clever, Mercedes.
I don't know. They just come to me. I make up nicknames for everyone in my neighborhood. If I don't know their names, I'm like, oh, that's Package Pam. She's the one that always has packages on her. You know, it's just how I remember things.
I would love to have you in my neighborhood. So I'd be like, oh, there goes the nickname Nancy. Nickname girl.
Nickname, you can call me Nickname Nancy.
I will call you Nickname Nancy. There's a Nickname Nancy's going on a walk with her husband.
Oh my gosh. They probably say that, honestly. All right. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant, Tanya's caller 20. Yay. Hey, Tanya.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Let's do this. Let's get you this really cool, like, Taylor Swift weekend, basically. Passes to our album release party, tickets to go check out the film that's coming out in theaters. You just need to pick a category here for Heads Up. Do you want to go with Kitten Around or CD player?
Oh, goodness. Kitten Around.
All right. World Animal Day is on Saturday. These are just different types of animals. Simple enough. Okay, Tanya?
All right.
All right. We just need 6 and 60 seconds. You got this. You ready?
All right. I'm ready.
All right, Tanya and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
This is like a big cat that moves really fast and has spots on it.
Leopard.
No, like...
Oh, my God.
Chester...
Jaguar.
Chester what? Yes. This is... They hop around. They have a pouch.
Kangaroo.
Yes. This is, they have a really hard shell, and sometimes you hit them in the road, like if you're driving in Texas or something.
Turtle?
They roll up into a ball. They can roll up into a ball.
Oh, my God. What do you call those things?
Let's pass. This is, if you see these, like, flying around, some people think they're, like, good luck. They have, like, really fast wings.
Butterfly?
No, they have, like, a long spout, and they love, like, the sweet, like, nectars. let's pass. Let's pass. You don't want to get stung by one of these in the ocean. They're clear.
Right?
They're clear.
That is time.
Oh, it was a jellyfish. Oh, Tanya, I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh. Who knew just animals would be so difficult?
Right.
The first one was that armadillo.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, that's not something you think about every day, like an armadillo. Like, oh, I don't know. The other one was a hummingbird. Do hummingbirds like sweet nectar?
I think you had a great clues. It was just, you know, it's just early.
Sometimes it wasn't your day, you know, and then jellyfish you did get. But that means caller 20, you get these passes, four of them, into our Life of a Showgirl album listening party at Jackpot Bar and Grill tomorrow night.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all-access pass in October.
Remember when everyone thought that their phones were secretly listening to them? And we'd all laugh about it, like, well, we're just being paranoid. Well, it turns out we weren't. Meta just announced they are going to start collecting data from user interactions with AI chatbots, so they can sell targeted ads. So if you ask AI, like, how to fix my dishwasher, don't be shocked when you suddenly start getting ads for brand new dishwashers, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Google is upgrading its Gemini smart home assistant. So you will actually be able to have full conversations with it instead of just, like, barking out commands. You can actually talk to it and it'll talk back to you, which sounds convenient until you realize, like, Oh man, this, am I having a conversation with this piece of machinery? It kind of puts it all into perspective.
Yeah, I think about that all the time. And just recently I was telling you I gave up coffee. And the reason why I gave up coffee was because I was breaking out real bad. And like my acne was saying that to change your diet and then maybe you're drinking too much coffee. Well, just in a conversation with my husband, I was telling him something within the lines of like maybe my cortisol levels are too high.
Uh-huh.
And within minutes, I went on TikTok and it gave me an ad for this drink to help with your cortisol levels.
That is so crazy.
Like, why? And you think you're crazy, but now it kind of makes sense with this article coming out.
Have you ever had like an actual conversation with your ChatGPT? Like, I know you can type in, but have you ever talked to it and then had it talk back to you?
I've talked to it like the microphone version. So if I'm lazy and I don't want to type, but I've never communicated it back.
Okay. Like, this is crazy. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's try this here.
All right.
I'm going to see if this works. Hey, Chatty. My friend Steph is going through caffeine withdrawals. Do you have any suggestions for her?
Definitely help with that. One suggestion is to encourage Steph to stay well hydrated. Drinking plenty of water can help ease some of those headaches or fatigue. She could also try switching gradually, maybe replacing one cup of coffee with tea and then tapering down. And of course, getting some extra rest, if possible, can make the whole process a bit gentler.
Why does she sound like a therapist?
You sound like a therapist.
Well, I'm certainly not a therapist, but I'm glad that the suggestions come across as supportive.
What?
I'm just here to help out with practical ideas. No special tone or dashes needed.
This sounds like one of the people that we work with at Three Square. Like, she sounds just like Rosa from Three Square. I'm like, is Rosa on the line?
Yeah, I just call Rosa. Hi, Rosa. Can you help Steph with her caffeine? But isn't that crazy?
You can literally
go back and forth with that and just have a conversation. Like, it's starting to terrify me. I'm pulling back on my AI usage because I just don't think I like it.
Did you customize that voice, by the way?
You can choose from different voices.
Really?
I think that's the default one, but you can pick whatever voice that you want that they have.
I want Arnold Schwarzenegger as my ChatGPT voice.
Stop drinking the caffeine. Also this morning, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, their marriage is officially over. We've been talking about that. And according to sources, part of the issue was a lack of career support. So Nicole, I guess, put her career on hold when the kids were little. But once she got back into acting, she really thrived. And she just finished Practical Magic 2. She's stacking up new projects. Urban reportedly wasn't as supportive as she had hoped. Now, these are all from sources, so,
yeah,
you know, take it for what it's worth. But now she's filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. And to add fuel to the gossip fire, Keith recently changed the lyrics to his song, The Fighter, which was inspired by Nicole.
Okay.
And instead of, baby, I'll be the fighter, he sang to his guitar player, Maggie, I'll be your guitar player. While he was performing with her. So a lot of people are like, is she
the mistress?
One? Yeah.
There were rumors that he left Nicole for a younger woman. I don't know about Maggie.
Yeah.
What is this? Who is this Maggie girl?
She's in the band, apparently. And yeah, the word is that he's already in a new relationship. And so, eesh.
I don't like this.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough.
I've seen some of her recent stuff. Like, have you heard of the show on Netflix called The Perfect Couple that Nicole Kidman is in?
No, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it. Was it good?
Incredible. She did an amazing job. And honestly, what you're saying is right. She has been in so many things lately, like I can't even keep up. And good for her, as she should.
Yeah, if you can't, you got to be your spouse's biggest cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to be. And if you're not, then, hey, good. You know what? Look at it is that was a good thing that happened to her. Now she doesn't have to carry that extra baggage.
Yeah,
you know?
Bye, Urban.
Exactly. finally, this morning, here's a cheerful stat for you. Nearly 2 out of 3 Americans have already planned their own funerals. That includes everything from where they want to be buried to what music should be played. Here's the twist, though. 64% haven't actually done the paperwork like a will or a trust. So basically, we're out here picking funeral playlists before figuring out who gets the house. The survey also found 25% of people say talking about death is one of the most uncomfortable topics, right up there with relations and mental health, and only 17% have even thought about who gets their stuff. I mean, the reality is that, you know, estate planning, it's not just for rich people. It's for anyone who doesn't want their family fighting over what they have.
Yeah. You know? Have you guys talked about it with the girls?
No, like we have wills. We have wills, you know, set and ready to go. God forbid anything happened. But it's not like there's going to be a bunch of people coming into a room and they're going to say, you get this. It's like, okay, if something happens to me, he gets everything. If something happens to him, I get everything. If something happens to both, the kids get it. 50-50. That's basically what our stuff says. Have you guys? Line hits Mercedes in the morning. Do you think you should always, no matter what, be honest with your partner? Or is it okay to hide it a little bit to spare someone's feelings? Steph, you have a dilemma and it's all over a haircut. What's going on?
Yeah, my husband, he's been trying out a new haircut and he's had it this past month. And I don't know if you've ever heard the haircut style called the Edgar cut.
The Edgar cut. No. What no. is it?
Okay, so it's like a modern day bowl cut.
Oh, I've seen these.
Yes. Okay, it's like a sharp, fringy bangs in the front, tapered sides. It's kind of like messy. He even uses like styling powder.
Oh.
I don't know. It's some fancy stuff. But like I guess it's like the new thing with guys lately. He's had it for a month now. And I don't know if I like it. And I haven't really told him. He's kind of hinted to me that he knows that I don't like it, because when he asks me, like he gets back from the barber every other week, he'd be like, what do you think of my new haircut? I'm like, okay, it's cute.
Okay, so you do tell him it's cute.
I do tell him, but I think he knows me well enough versus like, okay, you look good. Like my responses are a little bit forced, but I think he could see right through me. I think he could be like, I know he doesn't like it. And then here's my friends on the other hand. We FaceTime with them the other weekend. And they're like, James, the new Edgar cut, it's looking good. Oh. And then even they're complimenting him. But I'm just like, I don't know if I can continue to fake it, or do I just eventually come out with the truth?
So you just don't like it. You just flat out don't like it. Or do you kind of like it? 702-364-9400. What would you do? Or have you ever like told your spouse, like, be honest, what do you think of this? And then they told you the truth and then you got mad at them.
I've done
Has that ever happened? Like I did that before with my hair, and I cut it and I was like, you know, do you like it? My husband's like, yeah, I like it. It looks good. I go, which do you like better? Do you like me with the shorter hair or the longer hair? And he goes, oh, the longer hair, definitely.
And then from there,
I'm like, how do I quickly grow my hair back? Like, I was so mad. I was so upset, but it was my own fault because I asked him for the truth and he told me the truth. So what do you think?
I think didn't he also say like you went lighter on your hair once, and you even asked him, you set yourself up again. You asked him, do you like the lighter hair or the darker hair? And what did he say?
He says, both look great, but I think I prefer the darker. Ugh. So he tried to still make me feel good, but he made it clear which he liked better. And again, I asked, so you got to be ready for the answer. And that's kind of how I feel with you. If he asks what you think, I think you have to tell the truth. If Matt came home with an Edgar cut, I'd be like, sir, are you auditioning for a boy band in 1999? I would rather hurt his feelings for 5 minutes than have to stare at that haircut for 5 months. It's honesty is the gift that keeps on giving. You got to tell him, and it prevents you from like waking up next to Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber. That's what he looks like.
That's like a shorter version of it. And it's funny because he's buying all these things to make it work. The styling powder, the way he wakes up in the morning, he blow dries it with his little comb. And I'm like, oh my God, like I feel so bad because he's putting so much investment and time into this new haircut that I feel like I'd be breaking his heart if I told him the truth.
But you have to, you owe it to him. You're his best friend and you have to be honest.
Okay.
Hair grows back, but the regret of lying and watching your partner live with this Lego haircut. Like, that's trauma. That's gonna last.
I'm gonna tell him when he gets home from work, you know, I gotta be honest, and I think I get it from Mercedes. She said that you look like Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber. I'm sorry, babe. I have to tell you.
Now James will never speak to me ever again. I don't know. Just lie.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.